for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this Monday, July 29th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now from Battle Creek is Missy from My Pure Health Solutions. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning, man. I got goosebumps after listening to that song. After being up north with you guys this weekend, I'm like, don't tread on me. I'm like over here. I got my microphone on mute. I'm like, oh, I'm glad I'm on mute. You guys can't hear me singing. And right. I'm like fist pumping over here. I'm like, sorry. Sorry.
No problem. Well, you attended again our event this year. We greatly appreciate you coming up from Battle Creek and spending time with us. What was your takeaway from the event?
Oh, man. I think I was the last one there with Trooper Rick. We like closed right up, and I'm like, we need to do this like more often. And I said that to other people, like, we need to do this like what about every 6 months? What about every 6 months we get together and do
right
this? So
right.
Yeah, it's just so much love. I mean, when you are in, think about this. Energy, frequency, vibration, right? When,
yep.
Okay, before I talk about what I felt there, when you go into like a Catholic church, and you know how you go into the Catholic church, and there's this like this reverence, this awe, right? Well, the
yes
reason why you feel it is probably for hundreds of years, millions or thousands of people have gone into the church with the same feel. They
right
come in with awe and reverence, right? And so I was at the funeral place this week with my uncle that passed away. And what you feel in there is, yeah, there's a lot of sadness. There's also a lot of, like, angst. Because you could tell how many family members have been in that building for years where, yeah, there's sadness. And then there's also a lot of angst because families are probably feuding for whatever reason.
Sure.
So you feel that stuff. So what I walked away from is I felt like I was on a magic carpet ride driving home. I was on such a high because I was around people that it's like we were all there for the same reason, which is a frequency. It's a feeling. You feel it.
Sure.
You feel the love. You see the concern. You see the righteous anger. You see all of it. But what grounds us is that all of us believe that we want our country back.
Yes, absolutely. You know? And we're willing to fight for it.
And we're willing to fight for it. And you look around, no one's asking, like, hey, how much money do you make? What do you do for a living? What is this? What is that? They're like, where do you live? No one cares. No one cares. Yeah. No one cares. It's like, come as you are. And that's just like, wow. That's why people... That's the last thing, and don't tread on me over here.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and it's funny, too, you mention it, because so many of us, all of us, basically, like-minded individuals, mm-hmm. you know, we have our faith, we have our principles, our values, the things mm-hmm. that we stand on, what we believe in, and it's kind of like a shared bond with yes. everybody that's at the event.
Absolutely. It was awesome, and it was just so good running into people, and they're like, hey, I'm down 30 pounds, and I'm like, awesome. And right? their smile is so big, you know, you can't wipe it off their face, you know. Yep. And running into one of my favorites is Tim. I talked with Tim forever. I want to say Tarjeff
up in Sheboygan.
Yeah. Right in here. So I have a picture in my head of what he looks like. Because this Tim, if you're listening, man, he is a deep well. I'm like, you missed your calling. Why are you not a philosopher? Why are you not a professor? And I go, so I said to him, I go, he introduced himself. He points, I'm like, hey. I'm like, man, you don't look how I thought you were looking. See, like, what do you think I was going to look like? I'm like, maybe kind of grumpy.
Because
he's so smart.
Well, we're going to talk about food. We're going to talk about inflammation. We're talking with Missy. We'll be right.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye Treasurer in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power, plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Missy from My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek. Missy, I wanted to tell you, and I want everybody to know that I've been through the fat burning program. I accomplished my goal there. I hit my goal weight of 217. That was my target weight, locked in, reset there, no problem. Saturday morning before the event, even though I baked the carrot cakes and I did the buttercream frosting and all that, I was really good. I wasn't licking the bowls and all that kind of stuff. I was really good. Saturday morning, I got on the scale with your phone app, and I weighed myself at 217.0.
Nice.
My body fat was like 24.7. Good. You know, it's still a little high, yeah. But it, you know, it's okay. Hydration, good, 54%. So we go to the event, and I didn't on purpose eat any breakfast. I skipped breakfast like a normal fat burning day because I knew I'd be eating about 1:30, 2 o'clock. Well, I didn't end up eating until almost 4 because I let everybody else eat before I did.
Right.
And then yesterday we had church services. We had a great day. It was hot. It was 86 degrees, sunny blue skies. Neil Frisky's event up in Petoskey, Prime Diesel, great event up there. Mm-hmm. We rode the motorcycle and it was even hot on the motorcycle. Our sure. You know, wind blowing our hair, and we were free and just great time talking to God all the way to Petoskey, right?
Yeah.
We get there, and they had a food truck there, and we had a strawberry shake. It was vanilla ice cream with strawberry toppings, real sugary. Then on the way home, we're like, you know what? Let's stop at the Village Bar Restaurant on the corner there in Charlevoix, and let's get their fried fish cod dinner. And I had the crispy French fries. I put a ton of salt on it with ketchup and just had a wonderful day. We picked out. It was great for the weekend, right? I get on the scale this morning, 222.2 pounds, but my belt loop is in the same hole. My belly's not any bigger. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, Missy, every single joint in my body is so dang sore. And you've already told us that this is inflammation. Explain that process. What did my body go through for the last 48 hours?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, that's key word, sugary.
Yeah.
Sugary. Real quick, though, I want to ask you a question. What did you say your body fat percentage was
today? Saturday morning? Saturday morning, it was 24.7, and today it was 26.1.
Okay. Here's the crazy thing. I just pulled up your numbers from when you were done last August. When you were 217 pounds, August 27th, your body fat was 26.1%. So you're telling me that on Saturday, your body fat percentage has gone down even lower.
Yes.
Than when you ended the program. When I stopped the fat burning.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So from August of last year, when you and I were there at the fun shoot, we got our pictures taken. You looked at it, and it was 26.1, which is what it is this morning after I was bad for the weekend.
Yeah. So let me do this. So how much 0.261 times 217 pounds? That means you have 56.6 pounds of body fat on you. But on Saturday, you said you were what on body fat?
24.7 at the same 217.
0.247 times 217. So this is what you did. On Saturday, you had 53.5 pounds of fat on your body. Today, you have 56.6 pounds. So what people might not grasp is, so think about this, everybody. A year ago, Trucker, he had 56.6 pounds of fat on him, which equals to 26.1% body fat.
Right.
Well, almost a year has passed now, and here we are today. Trucker's still at 217 pounds, but his body fat's down to 24%, which means he's actually lost another 3 pounds of body fat in the last year, but that scale didn't move. This is what I'm trying to drill into people's heads. The scale only tells you one thing.
Yes, because in my muscle mass, though, I noticed that is up to almost 154 pounds of muscle.
Well, inflammation also can. Inflammation. Gotcha. Inflammation will weave its way into all that stuff. So what your body is doing. So by now, hopefully people can understand. Everyone's been listening. Trucker does a lot of, I say this in my consultations, Trucker flirts like crazy with his food triggers on the weekends.
Yes.
And he's proven it time and time again. You can still go off the grid, eat your food triggers. You might feel like crap you know,
Monday morning.
But yeah, but on Monday, what does Trucker do? He's going to do a steak and tomato day. He's going to fast all day, eat a steak, have some tomatoes, some vegetables tonight, and then voila, he's going to wake up tomorrow and his body fat percentage and everything is going to be back down to normal.
That's unbelievable.
I don't understand, you guys, how that works. I call it a body hack. I have no idea, but it works. And that is why, so yeah, so you can, I tell people, go out and enjoy your food triggers to the point, like, how sick do you want to feel? You know, I mean,
right.
you've proven that, hey, you're not going to become that heavy person again. Because I know that is what everyone thinks, that you've been let out of the cage. You're down 80 pounds, and now you're like, I can't believe this. I'm going to go try this food and right. see what it's going to do. Well, you found out, listen, you can control it. Do a steak and tomato day. But the people still keep wanting to eat those food triggers so much that you feel like crap because, like, your joints. So you say your joints are killing, like, really, like, bothering you?
Yeah, well, I can barely move my hips.
Well, you know, unfortunately for you, your kidney, maybe this is very fortunate, but our organs, remember, only 6% of our body has pain receptors on it. So if your joints, obviously your joints have a pain receptor.
Yep.
That pain receptor is there saying, we don't feel good. Our joints are hurting. What did you do? Well, guess what else is saying that to you today? But you just can't feel it.
All my organs?
All your organs that don't have pain receptors on it. They're going through the same struggle as your joints are.
Mm.
And so then I start asking people, is it worth it? Yeah, you know what? You've now proven you can take the weight off, but I don't know what it's doing damage-wise every weekend that you choose to go off the grid so hardcore.
Gotcha. So you know, I'm affecting my heart, my liver, pancreas, all of them.
Everything. And that's the sick, because we know that we can pull the weight off. We're going to have fun. We're going to flirt, but we're going to pull the weight off. Awesome. That's cool. But at the same time, we just don't see, like, you know, like if you take, again, you open up a watch and you see, like, all the gears in the watch and how the gears of the watch have to do everything.
Sure.
That you can only fathom what those gears are doing every time we eat. Now, listen, God, it's the refined sugar that's killing us.
Right. Exactly. I got a text from Jeff in Oscoda. Jeff Strasser.
Yeah.
You met him. He's down 40 pounds on the fat burn program. He goes, believe it or not, he cheated too. He had 3 pieces of my carrot cake. Not one, not two, but 3. He said, I didn't go up very much at all. Very happy camper. Thank you so much to Missy and you for changing my life.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's now going to get back on the fat burn program. He said he wants to drop, I think, another 30 or 40. But here's the point. So what you're saying is when I'm bad on these weekends and I can do my, you know, reset of steak and tomatoes on Monday, but my organs could still be recovering probably even longer than it takes for me to do the reset day and drop the weight. Inflammation goes down, but I could still be affecting my organs.
Yeah, upsetting the apple cart on the inside of the body.
Mm, gotcha.
Because you think about it, the majority of the things that we're eating that the government allows, because that's our FDA, most of the stuff that they're putting on the food for preservatives and all that stuff, our body was not designed to break it down. I mean, it will break it down the best it can, but it's man-made synthetic crap going into a divine, awesome, quote unquote, temple.
Right. Exactly.
You know? I mean, so it's just like, and you know what? God's got grace. And obviously this is how our government is to us, but it's just becoming awareness. You know, I spoke with somebody this weekend, and they brought back in Diet Pepsi into their life. And I just looked at them and I'm like, one bottle of Diet Pepsi a day, day after day after day, it's going to be causing some serious issues just because it's this little cute little, what bad is a little 12-ounce bottle of Diet Pepsi going to do?
Right.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, but how do you feel right now? You're not feeling good. You know,
right. If you look at all the chemicals and ingredients and stuff that you're like, okay, this doesn't even sound good when I'm reading it.
No.
Okay. it goes into, like you say, your bloodstream, these organs. Uh-huh. It goes into all your systems. So basically, you're saying you're reincorporating all the toxicity back into your system that you basically went through fat burn and got rid of all the toxins.
Exactly, because you were a brand new baby. It was the Garden of Eden on the inside of your body, probably for the first time in your life since you came out of your mom's belly. It's like you were like virgin territory on the inside of your belly. So if you can picture your organs, I have a crazy imagination. So yep. If you picture your organs being a person, you know, all these little working people down there, and they're down there going like, oh my God, what are they doing to us? And the kidney's like, I don't know, but I got to go back and work double overtime. I'm going to prepare the way for you, liver, over there. And liver's like, hey man, I'm going to do everything I can. Sorry, gastrointestinal system. You guys got your work cut out for us. And then, I mean, can you picture all the things going just to process this sugariness? You can do it, but do it repetitively, like 3 days in a row. What in the world did our body? I mean, yesterday I went off the grid. I ate some naughty food. I paid for it. My stomach paid for it for the next 8 hours. Well, 8 hours meant I lost 8 hours of a decent Sunday because I didn't want to do anything but didn't want to get off the couch. I felt like crap. And my day, and what did I just do? I just lost 8 hours. I'll never get back because I could not say no to jalapeno poppers and buffalo chicken dip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are your triggers.
There they are. And I'm like, gosh, and guess who's up 2.4 pounds today? Me.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, so guess what? I'm like, Missy, next time. No, just say no.
Right,
because
not going to do it.
No, not going
to
do it.
Well, I'm going to give out the website again because so many people came up to me and said, you know, one person hadn't seen me in a while. I was like, man, you have really lost a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. Go to the website so Missy can track her advertising from you guys mm-hmm. hearing about it on our station. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Look at my pictures from a year ago now. It's actually coming up on August 27th, about a month will be a year. So look at those. And if you're interested in losing weight, listen to the interviews. Scroll down and listen to number two and number mm-hmm. four, like a 2x4. Mm-hmm. Create a profile, Missy, and then schedule an appointment. And it's all free because they heard about it on this show.
That's exactly right. And I don't like calling it a consultation because that just sounds too formal and like, yeah, I'm going to ask you for money. I don't ask anybody for money when we talk. I'm there to inform, ask, answer questions, and explain. So be intimidated, okay?
Yes, free phone consultation.
A free phone call.
Call, phone call. Don't say
just
consultation.
Don't say consultation.
Yeah, I got you. All right, gotcha. Lastly, next year, it's going to be Saturday, August 23rd, mm-hmm. 2025. I've looked at the calendar. It'll be the fourth Saturday. It's a non-election year, so mm-hmm. we won't be having candidates. But anybody that does get elected, we're going to invite them to come and give us field reports as to what's going on in Lansing, what's going on in Washington. But next year, we're really going to try to grow it and get it to be a much bigger event. We were competing against the Venetian Festival in Charlevoix.
Yeah,
we had so many events going on same day, same time. Mm. So it wasn't as big as we hoped for, but we'll be bigger next year. So mark your calendar. Again, go to the website, TruckerRandyHealth.com. Fill out the profile and get a free phone call with Missy, and she'll answer all your questions. Final thoughts before we let you go, Missy?
Man, just God bless you, all of you guys. I mean, I'll cry. I'm emotional these days, but God bless all of you. We're trying our best, and I want us all to be healthy at that finish line.
Amen. Absolutely. Feel better and have a better, absolutely better standard of living.
Absolutely. God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bottom of the hour news of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour. The Ingham County Community Health Centers have overspent this year by at least $4 million, and leaders will be considering layoffs and closing some of their 13 health centers to resolve